But I can ask you about the release about Beeson was good news. No surgery. And it
think
looks
so.
Like you're very optimistic. It seems.
I am. I mean, anytime that the decision is made with regard to no surgery and the idea that that it will scar in itself is, it's good. That's good news.
Jamil was working in the middle. It looked like a little bit. Why'd you move him over? What do you see?
He's been in there before. I mean, he's played in there. He's played on the outside, so it's just a simple move.
Tom, they said 6 weeks of him being immobilized from now on, I guess. After that, when he comes back, is there still enough time, you think, to get him ready for the opener?
I have no way of knowing that. We would hope that, but we'll see. You know, he certainly will be weight bearing for really a lot of time. So, and he'll be in great shape. I mean, he's one of those.
Do you have to do anything differently, scheme wise, without Beeson in the middle, or do you just kind of go forward with what you have?
Well, I think we go forward with what we have. You know, we'll be okay, man.
Will you miss his leadership when he's rehabbing, or can he still provide that even though he's not on the field?
Well, I think once he can get out on the field and be around the players, and not only just the meetings. I mean, he was in all the meetings this morning. So I think as soon as he can do that, he'll be out there, standing next to the coaches, involved in the signaling and so on, know the defenses, know the calls, help the young guys when they come on and off. That'll all take place.
And last year, his leadership obviously was such a big part of what he was able to do for your defense. Is there a little bit of a void there when he's not on the field, or do you see guys will pick that up?
Well, I think there'll be guys that'll pick it up. Certainly, we'd like to have John out there. We don't want to miss that part of it.
Has there been a setback with Chris at all?
His elbow is bothering him, so we're kind of taking it step by step on that. He had surgery on his elbow.
When was this? I mean, this is the third straight time we've been here. He hasn't been on the field. So is this something that's been ongoing, or is it the elbow before was rested and now it's sort of?
No, I think it started to bother him. You know, he did all the separate days and pretty much all the OTAs, and then the elbow started to bother him, so we kind of shut it down.
So the surgery was recent then?
Surgery was right after the season, yeah.
Oh.
You just got here?
Is the plan with him to sort of keep him out now?
The plan is to see if we can get the elbow right so that he feels comfortable and confident in the elbow.
For this week, though, I'm saying?
No, of course not. There won't be any rush in that regard. He's played enough that we can get him healthy, get him right back to where he was. We know what we have.
Coach, last week, Odell Beckham said that he hoped to be back for this week. It looked like he didn't do anything.
He did all the individual, and then we kind of backed him down a little bit. He was able to go, but whether he could hit that top speed was another question. So why take a chance on it right now?
Are you comfortable with where he's at as far as the education?
You've got to find a better word. Comfortable is not a good word. I mean, I'd like to have him practicing. That's how you learn. You practice. He's done all the studying, and he's good in the classroom, but he's got to get out here.
Coach, we've seen Trinity Holiday flash a bit on offense. Is that somewhere you see him contributing?
I would hope. He's got to. You know, that's where he would fit as a receiver, and he's done a nice job in there when he's been in the slot.
Coach, we see Kennard working with the first unit on the outside. You like what you see so far?
Well, he's been more in the middle than on the outside.
Today he was on the outside.
But he's done a good job with that, yeah. Well, you can figure it out. When a plane goes inside, someone has to go outside. So, but he'll know both.
What's the plan moving forward, at least for the short term, at middle linebacker? I mean, with you're uncertain with John, you have to kind of prepare for just in case. So
you have two. You have the two that have been playing in there. McLean would be in there first. Kennard would be in there second. Yeah.
Like both Fells and Kuhn got hurt today.
They weren't hurt. They were. Kuhn was they were both really not feeling good.
Oh.
So when they came out here, it was worse. So the trainers just took them off. I don't think there's anything beyond that.